Welcome to Babbittville Radio, a place where you'll hear great conversations with the world's best and most inspirational runners, triathletes, and cyclists. Endurance lives here. Now, here's your host, USA Triathlon and Ironman Triathlon Hall of Famer, Bob Babbitt.
Welcome to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We are brought to you by the Tough Man Triathlon Series. That's toughmantri.com. RunCatalina.com, the Catalina Marathon coming up on Saturday, March 10th. VeloFix.com, the world's coolest mobile bike shops. ATV Swim Spas, the official training vessel of six-time Ironman World Champion Dave Scott. Our Challenged Athletes Foundation, we sent out 2,448 grants last year, totaling $3.7 million to keep challenged athletes in the game of life through sport. Check us out at challengedathletes.org. And also check out any of our interviews on Babbittville.com or on iTunes. As always, endurance lives here. One of our favorite events coming up on Sunday, March 4th, is a Desert Tri. And from Desert Tri, Mr. Matt Sills. Matt, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, I love it. And first of all, DesertTriathlon.com. Now, are you doing both the Sprint and Olympia? Everything's on one day this year?
Yeah, we moved everything to one day this year. It had been moved to 2 days about 5 or 6 years ago. It just became time with prices going up on certain things. The registrations, where they are at this point, we decided to move everything to one day. And to be quite honest with you, I started doing this race when it was on one day.
Yeah.
And I love the amount of people that are there on that one day. It always felt a lot more energetic. Yeah, listen, as a race director, I love to be able to have 2 days and to have a good amount of people on there each day. But having everybody there on one day participating, so when the sprinters are done, they can be there to cheer on the Olympic athletes. The Olympic athletes can be there to cheer on the sprinters as they're going out for their swim. There's something exciting about that to me.
I agree. I like the energy of everybody in one day. You've got a sprint try, a sprint do, an Olympic try, an aqua bike, tri club championships. How important are the clubs in terms of your event?
Ridiculously important. Whether they're coming from San Diego, Los Angeles, I mean, we've got clubs coming from everywhere. Last year was our first year as a member of the Triathlon Club Championship Series, which Goodwell Fitness puts on, John Stefano and his group. And we had people coming down from the Bay Area, whether it was San Francisco Tri Club, Golden Gate Tri Club, Silicon Valley Tri Club, the middle of the state. Obviously, L.A. and San Diego, two of our bigger teams that come every year. Salt and Sea Triathlon Club, who is out in the desert, they joined last year. They've become a pretty big force out in the Coachella Valley. And having that camaraderie, having those teams come together and say, here's what we're going to do this year. We're all going to train for these races, and we're all going out to Desert Triathlon. I mean, without the tri clubs, I don't think Desert Tri or really any triathlon can exist, because you need those groups to come together and come out as a force.
You know, I really like the whole concept of the Tri Club Championship Series that John Cofano started a couple years ago. What I like about it is I saw it happen in marathons, where once people started running marathons, they were like, you know what, I'm not going to run a 10K or a 5K on the weekend because I need to do my long runs. And the same thing happened with Ironman. People are like, oh, I'm training for Ironman, so I'm not going to do a sprint or Olympic distance race. And what the Tri Club Championship Series basically said was, let's take sprint and Olympic distance races. Let's take our clubs, put them all together. More people racing more often is good for the growth of the sport because new people are coming in all the time. So you thought TCCS was pretty helpful for you.
I thought it was incredible for me. I would not have... We have a limited amount of time to market the event and make sure that people know about it.
Right.
And I like to focus on what I consider my core participant audience, which is the Southern California area.
Right.
Like I said, L.A. Tri Club comes in every year. San Diego Tri Club San Diego.
Yep.
The Volt Multisport. We've got all of these groups from the Southern California area, and I figured, I'm the small race out in the desert. I'd love for people from San Francisco, Paso Robles, Central Coast to come down and do the race. But do I really have the time to focus on them? And what's been really great about TCCS is that they have put out our race to these groups that we wouldn't normally touch. So, you know, I don't have to worry about San Francisco Tri Club or Golden Gate Tri Club or Silicon Valley Tri Club knowing about us. Oakland, they know about us because this organization has put out our race and said, hey, you guys should come down and do this race. It's a really great race. It's part of our series. And it's been incredibly invaluable to be able to market to these groups that may not have known about us previously, but now know about us without us having to really, I don't want to say put in too much effort, because we do definitely put in the effort, but it's San Francisco.
It's right.
400 miles away.
Exactly.
200 miles, whatever it is. It's far enough away that it's not that easy for us to get to them.
And are you seeing now that they came down once that they're coming back?
Yeah.
That's cool.
We're launching. I know TCCS is launching on February 1st, and they're going to announce their schedule for the year, and I know that we're on it.
Very cool.
At which point we really expect it. But yeah, we've seen some participants already coming from those areas that we wouldn't have expected previously, and it's been really awesome to see just how far of a reach we can get. I mean, obviously I'd love to have people come out from the East Coast, especially with the weather that it's been. But getting people to come down from San Francisco, I wouldn't have expected that in the previous couple of years.
The other thing that was announced not long ago, and your area has been sort of a hotbed. Back in the day, we had the Desert Princess Biathlon, it was called back then, and that was all the best guys. Scott Molina, Scott Tinley, Kenny Souza, the biggest names in the sport raced out there. And now Ironman has announced that next December they will be coming out there with a Ironman 70.3 event, and it'll be swimming at Lake Cahuilla, and I think the bike finishes at the tennis center, I think, and then I think the run is an out and back or a couple loops, and they finish back at the tennis center. What are your thoughts about an event like that coming out there? To me, that seems it'll bring attention to the area, and potentially some of these folks will come back.
I will be quite honest with you and tell you, when I initially heard about it, and there was a buzz about it prior to the announcement mm-hmm. being made, especially because I've become very good friends with some of the members of the Salton Sea Triathlon Club, especially Nate Mock, uh-huh. who's kind of their head guy. And he would call me every once in a while and said, it's coming. I'm just letting you know it's coming soon. And it made me incredibly nervous. I'm not going to lie to you
sure.
and tell you that I was very excited about it initially. But the more that I've thought about it, the more that I've talked to him, I've spent some time talking with Linda Evans, the mayor of La Quinta.
Mm-hmm.
I've become much more comfortable with the thought of them coming out there, because you're absolutely right. Desert Tri has been very popular over the years, but I always felt that it could be more popular. I've said this before to you, that was the first race that I ever did.
Right,
I had never done another triathlon, and I went out there and did the what was then the international distance. And I'm like, why aren't more people coming out to this race? And now that Ironman is going to start bringing more attention to that area, because listen, they're not my competition.
No.
they are a juggernaut. I've worked with them in the past. They're a great organization. They do what they do incredibly well. And I'm not sitting there going, oh, they're taking participants. I'm not a concern to them. But they can definitely bring attention to the La Quinta, Indian Wells, Coachella Valley area as a whole that may not have been there previously. And considering that I not only have Desert Tri out there, but I also do the Palm Desert Half Marathon, any attention that can be brought to the area as a place that's not just for going out and retiring and golfing or being a snowbird works for my advantage. Hey, come out here during the winter when it's 75 degrees and you live in 18 degree Massachusetts.
Right.
Come on out and run my race. Come on out and do Desert Tri, or come on out and do Palm Desert Half Marathon. And hey, Ironman's here. Come on out and do Desert Tri in March, and then you'll have an idea. I mean, we do our swim at the same place. Parts of our bike ride are on the same roads. So you get an experience out there prior to you coming out and doing a half Ironman race that you wouldn't have if we weren't on the calendar earlier in the year. So, yeah, it makes me nervous to a certain extent, but I think that nervousness has changed into an excitement for what is going to happen to the Coachella Valley and what's going to happen for my races because of that.
You know, it's funny because when, you know, our company competitor group, we owned all the rock and roll marathons. And invariably, when you'd go into a city, your local race directors would be freaked. It's like, oh, my God, rock and roll is coming. They're going to kill all the other events. And what people realize is rock and roll or the Ironman is coming in for one day and then they're gone. And all those people who have now had that experience of being there, of being at Kauai, Lake Kauai, or they've been out in that La Quinta area, now they've been exposed to it. And they might come out there and go in, you know, that event's in December. Your event is in March. They can come out there in March and do extended training camps for the Ironman 70.3 event. I think you're going to see the byproduct of this is going to be nothing but positive in terms of energy, excitement, people signing up for your event, going, hey, I'm going to do that event and then do a full-on camp out here the week afterwards. I just think that a lot of times people are freaked by it, and at the end of the day, it ends up being a positive.
Well, thank you. I absolutely do believe you're right. There can only be positives from this. They've got such a recognizable brand. People see that what's nice is that they're recognizing the cities. And there's a lot of people who think of two things when they think of that area. They think of Palm Springs and they think of Coachella, which is, you know, a city, but it's also the whole area.
Right.
They're focusing on these two really beautiful cities, La Quinta, which obviously I have a ton of experience with, and Indian Wells. The tennis center is gorgeous. You pass it every time you drive to the lake. And it's that whole area just has a really nice vibe. They've really made an effort to try and cater recently to all different types of sports and art. And it's really an up-and-coming area. And now getting to focus on that with this ridiculously recognizable triathlon brand, it's going to be good for everybody, and I think our race as well.
Well, and to be honest, it brings instant credibility, right, to the region. When you put the Ironman brand there, it brings instant credibility, and the hotels will benefit. The other side of that is people will start seeing the cash register move because of the Ironman brand. Ironman's coming out, more hotel business, more restaurant business. So when you go and talk triathlon, people aren't going to be thinking, oh, my God, it's such a major impact on the city. It's, oh, my God, these events bring dollars to the city. They're going to change the dialogue, which is really, really important when you're going to meet with city councils.
It's already done that for us. After I found out about all of this, last year at Desert Tri, after the first day, I went to a bar with John Cofano and a few of the other people who were participating. And Linda Evans, the mayor of La Quinta, was in there, and she introduced herself to us and gave us her cards. And once all of this stuff came about, I gave her a call, and she met with me for an hour and a half, and we talked about Ironman coming in, and we talked about my race. And she said, I really had no idea your race was there. And that started a whole dialogue of what can the city do on her part, by the way.
Yeah.
What can the city do to help your race? Because you're bringing in participants. You're bringing in people who are staying at our hotels. You're bringing in people who are eating at our restaurants. So what can we do to help out? And so already I've seen some benefit to what Ironman is going to bring there. And while I can't offer the same things that Ironman can, we can definitely offer a lot to not only the participants, but to the cities in the area.
So what's fascinating to me, if you look at what makes Ironman and rock and roll tick, it's heads and beds, people coming out. It's venues like Placid, Panama City, people coming in and making a huge financial investment and staying at those locations for those events. You have a venue that the reality is very few people live in La Quinta who are racing, and people are coming in from San Diego and L.A. and Orange County and places like that. You are a destination community. You are a destination event, even though it's a sprint and Olympic distance race. So when you're talking about how many participants do you normally get for your event over 2 days?
Over the 2 days last year, we had 1,100 participants.
So you have 1,100 participants. Each person's traveling with at least one, two other people. So, you know, you've got a couple thousand hotel nights that you're doing through your event. You are making a major impact there, and now the mayor knows about that.
Yeah, and she was very excited to finally find out that there was another triathlon there. She wants to. Her focus is really on making La Quinta a place that people want to come during the time when it's not 150 degrees out there.
Right.
But to come out there and to do everything that La Quinta has to offer, because some people only know it as the place that has an art show, and some people may only know it as the place that does Desert Tri every March. But there are so many things to do there, and it's so close to so many. I mean, right across the street from the city of La Quinta is the Indian Wells Tennis Center, which has one of the biggest tennis tournaments in the world. The week after we get out of town on March 5th, and on March 5th is when the BNP Paribas Open comes in every single year. So there's so many things going on out there. There you want to get everybody out there to know that it's not just a place to go for this one thing or this one thing. There's so many activities and events going on out there, and hopefully we are one of those things that can get people to go out there and say, oh, I didn't realize there was this gigantic tennis event going on out here, or I didn't realize there was an art festival, or I didn't realize there was this giant three-day concert going on, though I don't know anybody who doesn't know Coachella, but if they don't, they can learn about it.
So the other thing for brand, what's great about your event, season opener, it's March 4th, it's a Sunday, both, again, it's a sprint tri, sprint do, Olympic tri, aqua bike, tri club championships, a lot of stuff going on. I love the fact that people are a lot of times scared of the swim. The swim is something that's a big-time deterrent. Your event, you could basically walk out to the buoy a lot of times, right? That water's pretty shallow. So for people who are scared, they are swimming along. If you freak out a little bit, you can stop and then get going again. So I like that, because it's like there's a safety valve for somebody who's a little freaked out by deep water. And it gets people in. Plus, both the bike ride and the run are pretty darn flat. So I look at it as just a phenomenal entry-level event. Is that how you market it?
The way that I try and market it is two things. Number one, absolutely it's an entry-level event. As I said, first race that I ever did, I wish I had known how shallow the lake was at that time, because I ended up 100 yards into the swim turning onto my back and kicking the rest of the way, which wiped me out. But it really is, if you're trying to get into the sport of triathlon, and everybody I talk to who's trying to get into it is like, oh, I really want to do a triathlon, but that swim really scares me.
Yep.
So especially I've tried to do in the last few years is to make sure that the swim is the least uncomfortable part of the event. So Greg has always done previously the practice swims.
Yes.
And we're going to continue doing that. Now that we're moving everything to one day, we're actually going to be able to expand out the practice swim so there's a longer amount of time. So if you get to the lake and you don't feel comfortable, you can stay in that lake for a couple of hours, as opposed to previously where maybe you could get 45 minutes or something in there. I don't know anybody who's going to spend 2 hours out there.
Yeah.
But it allows you to go into the water, come out of it, figure out what you're going to do. And also, now we're going to be able to have a lot more lifeguards out there on one day. Previously, when we did the sprint, we had 8 lifeguards. The Olympic distance, we had 12. Now there's just going to be 12 for everybody, because we're separating the two events.
Perfect.
So that sprint starts first, and then we'll have a break, and then the Olympic will start. So there's going to be 12 lifeguards out there for everybody who's in the water. So if you don't feel comfortable, you stop yourself, you hang on to your surfboard that we have out there, and you relax and you take it easy. I want to make this as unstressful as humanly possible on anybody who's getting out there. And then, like you said, having that bike and that run, I mean, those they're pancake flat for the most part.
It's
really great for them. But then we have your more experienced triathletes. They're coming off of their off season, which is getting smaller and smaller, but still, you're probably taking a little bit of a break during the holidays. You get out there, you see where you are. The fact that it's a pretty glassy swim and a flat bike and a run allows you to go out there and really push yourself to see how fast you can go. And we've in the past had some really great athletes coming out there. 2 years ago, Heather Jackson came out, who's had phenomenal success in the last couple of years, especially, you know, third and fourth place at Kona is not anything to shake a stick at. And then Cameron Wirth, who destroyed the bike course record at Kona. He came out 2 years ago. Both of them won the Olympic distance
right
in 2016. So you've got these people coming out who have this experience, who are not beginners. They're professional athletes, and they're going out there, and they're really testing themselves. And so it's really, I can honestly say without being facetious, that it really is for whatever athlete that you happen to be. First-time triathlete, experienced professional, anybody in between, it's the perfect race for you.
Well, and also being a USA Triathlon sanctioned event, it's a qualifier for national championships. So there's, you know, there's a lot of reasons. If you think that, hey, a lot of guys aren't, you know, not in mid-season form yet, and you're doing a lot of training over the winter, come on out there March 4th, Sunday, March 4th, and get yourself, hopefully, get yourself a spot at the National USA Triathlon National Championships.
We re-sanctioned the event a couple of years ago. It hadn't been sanctioned for a few years, and it was interesting because when I sanctioned it, I got at least a dozen emails from people saying, thank you, now I can get my points to qualify for nationals. As somebody who isn't very good at triathlon, I thought, oh, that's actually a thing. I didn't realize that people qualified for nationals.
I
thought you just finished and got a medal.
Right.
Who knew?
No, yeah. And then if you go to nationals, you potentially could go to worlds. So it's good stuff. So, again, you go to deserttriathlon.com. The event is coming up Sunday, March 4th, 2018. Everything this year is on one day. The Sprint Tri, the Sprint Do, Olympic Tri, the Aqua Bike, the Tri Club Championships, full-on festival of stuff happening all day long. Matt, thanks so much for taking time to chat.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it.
Again, we're brought to you by ToughManTry.com, RunCatalina.com, our Challenged Athletes Foundation. That's ChallengedAthletes.org, VeloFix.com, the world's coolest mobile bike shop. Check us out on Babbittville.com or on iTunes. And until next time, remember, endurance lives here.